College football season, of course, is a wrap. All hail the Bulldogs. Before we get to our guest, I think it's just right that I play this.
Yeah, it looks like he's grabbing that left wrist, doesn't it?
It did. Wilcox with an up and out. Wide open. Touchdown. Israel Truth.
Yep, from November of 2009 against Auburn, our guest on the receiving end of a Joe Cox touchdown pass, part of some really good Mark Richt-led Georgia teams, now coaches at Monroe High in Albany, Georgia. We welcome in Israel Troop. Israel, thanks for the time. Hope you appreciated the memory. How's life treating you?
Man, thank you guys for having me, man. Life's been good. I was just joking about giving my son a sucker so he'd be quiet while I was on the phone. So, you know, just coaching ball and living the daddy life.
Well, if he's got any analysis he can add, you know, he's more than welcome.
he's getting there. He's slowly but surely.
And, you know, what will he be, the class of 2039 or something like that? So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be an old man by the time he gets to playing.
You can follow Israel on Twitter. The handle is at TroopStar28. Obviously, Georgia, through their storied history, some amazing teams, the Vince Dooley era, the Herschel Walker champs. So a season like this, the ultimate prize, what was Monday night and Tuesday for you as a former player and an alum?
Man, it was a beautiful thing to see, just the way those guys battled throughout the whole game, watching our defense step up after all accounts and purposes of being embarrassed in the SEC championship game, just watching the camaraderie that they showed on defense and watching Stetson after a lackluster first half. I mean, just come out and be the man that we thought he could be, especially in that fourth quarter to seal the game. It was a beautiful thing to watch, and just watching them celebrate. You know, it's been a long time. We've been so close, and Alabama's been our arch nemesis in every single game we've played. And to finally get over the hump, man, it was actually beautiful.
So the question has got to be asked. It wouldn't matter, I mean, if you beat Oklahoma or Ohio State, but the fact that you beat Bama, does that make it 10 times better or a million times better or infinity better?
Man, it makes it, to me, and I'm pretty sure each and every Georgia fan will say this, it makes it infinity better. They've had our number. You know, the last time we beat them, I was a freshman in 2007. Stafford hit Henderson, you know, for the touchdown pass, and we haven't beat them since. The very next year, they come to Athens, where we're wearing the black jerseys in the hall, and they pretty much put a whooping on us in that game. And being so close in 2012, one game away from playing for the national championship there, and then losing national championship to them and SEC, two SEC games now. I mean, just to beat Alabama and the way that we beat them was wonderful. You know, each and every fan will tell you real quick that, you know, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man, and we finally beat the man.
No question about it. Talking with Israel Troop, who's here courtesy of the Believe Podcast Network. The quarterback you mentioned, Stetson Bennett, you know, there were some calls for JT Daniels, a rough first half, but his poise, that throw to Mitchell for the lead, just what about the guts of this guy to hang in there and come across like that?
Man, it was good. You know, he didn't really make any mistakes. You know, it's just, you know, it's a championship game, so you're going to get, you know, the other team's best shot. I think to bounce back the way he did after the fumble, which, you know, to me it was just intentional grounding, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But to come back and, you know, play action, throw that pass to Burton, to come back again and throw another pass that was going to go to Burton, but we got the P.I. to it. I mean, just the confidence that they had in the kid and his poise coming through in the end to seal the game, I mean, that just shows just what kind of kid he is. Shows you why he deserved to be the starting quarterback during that moment.
Kirby Smart, of course, you know, has been a career defensive coach. The offense in the hands of Todd Monken, who came to Georgia from the NFL. You know, he's used multiple quarterbacks. He's got a great tight end. Kind of spread the wealth running and catching it. Israel, what about the job he did finding a way to solve that Bama defense after a pretty rough first half?
Man, I think, you know, that just goes to the mind of Coach Monken and the coaching staff and the guys he has around him. Between him and Coach Hankton, Coach McGee, Coach Hartley, all those guys did a tremendous job and in the second half of coming out with a plan. They had a plan. They stuck with the plan, and you see what happens when you do that. So Alabama's defense was stifling in the first half. We saw that. They pretty much took away everything we wanted to do, and Stetson was pressing just a little bit, but he didn't press like he did in the SEC Championship game. He kind of took what they gave him, didn't force the ball, and when you don't force the ball, you don't turn the ball over, great things happen. We had an unfortunate turnover with the fumble situation, but, I mean, after that, you could just tell. I mean, he wanted it, and like he said he wasn't going to be the reason why we lost, and our defense stepped up, made a play. I mean, he came up and, you know, did what Stetson does, and that's win football games for us.
You know, another great tradition with Georgia dominating linebackers. Giants took Azeez Ojulari in the second round, Leonard Floyd with the Rams, Roquan Smith with the Bears. You've seen it all. You played with Jarvis Jones. But this young man, Nakobe Dean, who just never comes off the field, Israel, how dominating, how special is number 17?
Man, he's special. You know, I was just telling one of my buddies, I think the turning point in the game was when Tindall missed the crossing tight end and Dean came and broke up the pass for the touchdown. And then Nakobe Dean's ripping Tindall a new one. And, you know, Tindall didn't say anything. He was just like, I got it. And then after that, Tindall comes back and makes a daggum sack. And we blocked the field goal after that. You know, that just shows you the leader that he is and the just poise and confidence that they have in one another during that game, you know, because Alabama, they were getting this. You know, they came out with a plan to throw the football, and they were pretty successful with it. But to hold them to just straight field goals, dang near every possession, I mean, was great. We made them punt. You know, they don't really punt. We made them punt in that game. Great D-line play from Davis to Wyatt. All those guys up front. Nolan Smith, those guys did a tremendous job. And on the back end, you know, that was the biggest thing. Can the back end hold up? Lewis, Seen, Ringo, Kendrick. I mean, they did a tremendous job on that back end of kind of holding Alabama and letting us get started on offense.
A couple final thoughts as we talk of Georgia's national title with former receiver Israel Troop. Obviously, out here at Oregon, a lot of excitement with Dan Lanning, now the head coach. We know Coach Smart brought him from Memphis back in 2018. His defense has been the toughest to score against the last two full seasons. So for folks who just know the name, what kind of guy are Duck fans getting to run their program?
Man, you're getting a young, energetic guy that does football. We saw him in the national championship game. We saw him in the semifinal game. You know, he was a different coach at the SEC game. I mean, when you got two very experienced coordinators with Kirby Smart and Muschamp over there with you, I mean, it makes life easy as well. But just the mind, the poise that he had in that game, it just shows you what kind of guy you're getting. I know one thing, Oregon football is about to be real physical from here on out. So, I mean, you guys have got a good one. I think it's Whittingham is y'all's offensive coordinator. He's a great mind. Bo Nix is coming over there, too, from the transfer portal. So, I mean, with the weapons and the talent that always circles through Oregon, I mean, it's going to be a good time over there in Oregon, except for the first game next year, well, this coming year against Jordan.
Nice. Well played. Lastly, the talk is about the Bulldogs. Probably not a one-hit wonder. You look at some of the talent, Ladd McConkey, the tight end Bowers. They might take a little bit of a hit on defense, but with how they've recruited along with the returning talent, how excited are you in Bulldog land about the chance that 2022 might bring a big-time contention again?
Man, I'm super excited. You know, we as a coaching staff here at my school, we talked about the game, and I said one thing about it, although we're losing, you know, some key names and Walker and then Dean and all those guys, one thing about our defense is we rotated guys. So you got different linebacker crew coming in outside of the starters. You know, we got a whole new defensive line crew coming in outside of the starters. So those guys won't be new to the fire. Which is one leg up we have on Alabama. Although Alabama reload, but they also have to reteach. In Georgia's case, we don't have to reteach. You know, all those guys that are coming back pretty much predominantly played, you know, whether it was sparingly, you know, in a rotational role or things like that. So I think teaching a new system, because we all know the defense is going to be Kirby Smart system, I don't think the learning curve will be small, but, you know, they just got to step up and like Coach Smart said, you know, you can't get hungover, you can't get complacent, which I don't think that we will do. I think we'll be a ring chaser for a while now.
you got to love the small world that I'm sitting here in Eugene, you're there in Georgia, and they're going to hook up to start next season. You got to love it. Folks, he's...
it's going to be great.
Yeah, in Atlanta. So I know it's not between the hedges, but it's a home game for UGA for
Hell
sure.
Yeah. Hey, Oregon fans travel too now. I think you guys will be ready to get away from some foggy, rainy weather. So, I mean, hey, it's hot and sunny down here in Atlanta during that time of the year.
No question. Folks, he's Israel Troop, still basking in the glow of the national title for his Bulldogs here, courtesy of the Believe Podcast Network, coaching the Golden Tornadoes of Monroe High on Twitter at TroopStar28. Hey, Israel, great stuff. Really appreciate your time, your insight. Hope you and your family are well, and look forward to catching up again down the road.
Man, thank you, and go Dawgs.
All right, have a good one. Dynamite stuff.